Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What should you have not come into contact with or touch? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Shannon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when my sister and I were really, really young, my mom sent us out to clean her car. And we came into contact with this bag. I opened it. I knew exactly what it was. But I gave it to my sister to go inside where my mom was with my grandparents. And she grabbed the vibrator, went inside, and was like, Mom, where should I put this? In front of her parents.
Oh. How old are her parents? And they're like 70s, 60s?
My grandparents are pretty young, so they were probably about 50 at the time. My mom and her
Did your mom have you very young as well?
Yeah, my mom had me when she was 19.
Okay, so when your younger sister walks in the room, your mom at the time is probably like 27, 26 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
How big was this vibrator? That's my thought.
I'd say about like 4 inches. It wasn't anything fancy.
Okay, all right.
Would that make you more judgmental as a parent?
Yeah, hey, I mean, you can't help it.
Tina, why you got a small one?
4 and 5.
If you're going to buy something, man, you know what I mean?
If she walks out of this big 13-inch hog, and it's like, okay, none of us are comfortable with this. And I just didn't.
You bought a smart car, man? Right. Come on. What should you not have come in contact with or touched? 206-803-ROCK.
I don't know. I just think you couldn't have. Size would be the first thing. You know? Just like, wow, that's big. Wow. Holy. Okay.
Jesus, Gina.
Wow.
What is going on?
What is going on?
Huh. Okay.
County officials are looking for people who may have come into contact with a rabid bat found at a parking lot in San Diego.
Aren't they all rabid?
No. The animal was
found. Did you
think
that when you were a kid?
I thought it when I was a kid because your parents would tell you don't mess with bats, they have rabies, right? But
correct.
They're just a good carrier.
It was in the wrong spot. It was actually in the parking lot at the Petco. So the people that found it and saw it were more interested than most people who are not at an animal store in the first place. They say human rabies is usually fatal without prompt post-exposure vaccine and treatment. They are actually looking for these people who did come in contact. The bat does not have to bite you. Even if you touch any kind of, if you have a cut, abrasion, any kind of anything, saliva, you rub your eyes, you touch your nose, you touch your mouth. It is a viral disease, most often translated through the bite, but you can get it somewhere else.
But the bat's on the ground.
Yes, and it can take weeks to months to develop. So you don't know you have it, and then when you have it, it's too late.
That's what I've heard.
Sorry. Why would you touch a bat on the ground?
You don't know what it
is. Ted is asking all the logical questions. Why are you touching stuff at the museum? Why are you touching a bat?
Yeah, I'm just like, and then you're going to rub your eyes?
You're the non-touch guy? Yeah.
If there's a bat on the ground?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Nudge it with your foot. See if it's alive.
That's the call.
When in doubt, keep your hands to yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
You wouldn't bet.
Wow. Yeah, Miles. Just overall, let's go with that rule.
Okay, don't touch.
Right.
What should you have not come into contact with and touched? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, sorry. If I see a bat on the ground, I might nudge you with my toes.
You might not know what it is. I don't know.
It's a bat.
when you see bats, if I mean, I'm,
okay, I'm, let's say I don't know. Why am I touching it?
Right, yeah. No one goes in hand.
Nudge
first.
It with your shoe. Yeah. You see something on the ground you can't identify. Yeah. And I'm going to grab it.
Oh, I flicked, man. I was going through a tunnel in a cave, man, and I flicked about an inch and a half thing. It was dripping off. Get out of my way. And because I was in a chute, and it was a damn bat, man. It was going just flying around like at a foot and a half in front of me, man.
You really do lead with your hands, don't you?
You have to have your hands in front of you the entire time. If you get your hands behind you, you'll never get them in front of you.
I mean, in life.
Oh, no, no, no.
You touch things to identify.
What are you? Oh, God.
Miles is very tactile.
When they cocoon up, they can really small.
Yes.
And you don't realize how, like, you don't know it's a bat sometimes.
You go into caves and start knocking stuff off the ceiling.
It's not a stalactite. I mean, I think I'm just flipping this thing because it looks like a
shadow. What is all this fuzzy crap on the ceiling?
It looks like a damn cave thing. Yeah. Hey, you're going to just flick it off.
Yeah. You know, there's a bat in it. You're in a cave?
I did not. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, I believe there's
the
a
point. Bat. The point of that. No, the point of that is they're not easily identifiable when they are cocooned up.
But still, why are you touching it with your hand?
Right, it looks like a piece of poop.
Kind of. Yes. And that's again, what I'm saying, if it's on the.
Is that dog crap? Hold on. Let me take it up. Be,
you're at Petco. You probably got a bag in your pocket. You might just accidentally get down there. You think you're getting a turd. Next thing you know, you got rabies.
Yeah. Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.